We got just a couple announcements roster-wise. We did lose off the practice squad receiver Eron Riley. The New York Jets signed to their 53. We did add to our 53 Raphael Bush, a safety. And then a couple practice squad transactions. We released Austin Sylvester, brought in defensive tackle Silver Salinga, and wide receiver DeAndre Goodwin. But that's on the roster. Practice today, as far as injury report, Julius Thomas, ankle limited. Brian Dawkins, neck limited. Eddie Royal, groin full. Demarius Thomas, finger full. Willis McGahee, back full. Yeah. Any other questions?
Just talk about your reconstituted receiver core, your kind of expectations, and how, you know, obviously without giving a lot of strategy away, you know, the versatility maybe you have with this new group without Brandon here.
Well, you know, we were banged up early in the season, and we kind of got through it at the receiver position. You know, getting Demarius back, who again, you know, we've invested a lot in. He's a first round pick, a very talented guy, and then the same with Eddie Royal, who's had a lot of success here. So bringing them back into the mix, I think the emergence of Eric Decker, you know, I think Matt Willis has played pretty well over the last few weeks, and you know, so I expect big things from that group.
John, is chemistry a challenge with those guys who haven't been on the field, and now Tebow's just getting his reps? Is that a chemistry a challenge with those guys?
Well, I think, you know, those guys have been with us since camp. You know, it's not like they're all off the street and they haven't practiced with us. And I'm talking about quarterback and wide receiver. You know, is it new as far as starting? Yes, for some of them, but you know, we practice a lot. We spend a lot of time out here. I know sometimes it may not look like it on game day, but we do. So they're familiar with each other.
How did Tebow look today?
Good. Yeah, I thought he had a good workout. You know, he's obviously very excited about the opportunity, and you know, I think he's expecting big things, and so are we.
What kind of adjustments are you guys making?
Well, I'm not going to get into that competitively, but you know, obviously his skill set's a little bit different than some of our other quarterbacks, and you know, part of coaching is putting guys in position where they can succeed, and I'll let you read into that.
Going back to Florida, they're honoring the national champions of 08 there, all that kind of stuff with his first start this season. Does that add any distraction factor to the Tebow?
You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, again, we're all professionals, including Tim, and you know, I think his focus will be on the Miami Dolphins, and you know, I'm sure he's, you know, happy and, you know, proud that they're doing that for him. But at the end of the day, we got to go perform, and I think that's going to be his mindset.
They've sold like 10,000 extra tickets in the last week or so. Does the popularity of Tebow, does it ever get to a point where it just amazes you how popular this guy is? Or how?
I mean, I get amazed at just how popular the NFL game is, you know, in general. So, obviously, he has a big following. You know, he was a Heisman Trophy winner in that state, played football at high school level in that state, so yeah, I can understand it.
Are you seeing growth even from what he did last week? Last week you said he was going to do a lot of work during the bye week just on his own. Are you even seeing some adjustments and improvements from last week to this week?
Yeah, you know, Tim's the kind of guy that work ethic's not an issue. I mean, he's going to work as hard as anybody that's, you know, in the NFL, in my opinion. You know, so he's worked very hard, even from, I'm sure our opponents will be looking at the three games he started a year ago. You know, I think he's progressed quite a bit since then. So, you know, he's improved every day.
Based on that work for the past couple days, could you describe your comfort level with Tim starting on Sunday?
You know, again, like anybody that's going to be a new starter, you know, it's next man up. And, you know, like I said, we didn't sign him off the street. He's been out here working, and, you know, I expect him to perform like, you know, every other position.
Is this any, you've been through quarterback changes in recent seasons several times. I mean, is this any different to you experiencing this one than any of the other ones that you've gone through?
You know, not really. You know, a lot of times it can be due to injury. It can be due to, you know, we're in a performance-based business and the performance isn't up to par. And, you know, I think, you know, in 23 years, you've been through a lot of different changes in a lot of different positions. So, you know, it'll be exciting to watch.
Is it strange for you to be going through all this Tebow stuff, and then on the other side, Matt Moore is the quarterback starting against you, and you've had a little history with the same types of things with him?
Well, I'm not really sure what the Tebow stuff is, but as far as Matt Moore goes, you know, I think I'm very familiar with it. I have a lot of respect for him. I like him as a young man. He's very tough-minded. You know, he took a lot of hits Monday night. and you know, he'll bring his best for sure.
You really don't know what all the Tebow stuff is?
Huh? I'm starting to see.
You have a World Series pick?
I filled out a couple boxes today, so that's kind of a random thing, but my wife's from St. Louis.
John, you said Tebow's going to be very excited. Do you have to calm him down at all? Does that enter the picture?
You know, not really. I mean, he's been in big spots before, so this isn't, you know, totally new for him, you know, both in this level and in earlier levels. So I'm sure he'll have a pretty good grasp of his emotions.
Has he talked at all about it, just going back and this celebration that they're going to have honoring the Gators, as you mentioned?
Not much, you know. I mean, it's come up, but, you know, like I said, his focus will be on the Miami Dolphins and what he's got to do to help us win.
So what does Rafael bring to you secondary?
You know, he's a guy that our scouts had high grades on. You know, we our pro personnel department liked him, and, you know, we're just bringing him in to see how he does in our system.